the county grows.
My name's Krista Hepburn. I'm speaking with Alexa Kay, a master gardener, and she's going to talk to us about the therapeutic power of gardening. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Krista. Thanks for having me.
So do you have a background in therapeutic power of gardening?
Yeah, so I have a bit of a background in this area and like definitely an interest in it. So I've been training as a master gardener since last year. And I did live in the UK for about 5 years. And while I was there, I volunteered for a year with a charity called Thrive. So we support people with disabilities, like all sorts of disabilities and limitations through social and therapeutic horticulture. And then I did some university papers and research on ecotherapy. And now I'm studying as a herbalist. So I'm always looking at medicinal plants and like how they affect our well-being. So I definitely know what a healing space the garden can be.
So what can gardening do for my mind as well as my body?
So let's start with the body. So most of you will know listening like that gardening or being outside has a lot of benefits for your body as well as your mind. But so people probably think of gardening, they know that's quite a gentle activity. So they're all different ranges of, you know, activity levels you can get involved with in the garden. But generally it's good for people who might have had some injuries or some like maybe some limitations or chronic illnesses, or they might be older, or but really it's for any age level, any level of fitness. It's a great aerobic non-competitive activity, which is what I really like about it, that it's non-competitive. And so being outside, there's so many benefits to that. You can, you know, you're breathing in the fresh air and you're absorbing the vitamin D from the sun. So being in Canada, a lot of people are actually deficient in vitamin D, and many people do know they are aware about how vitamin D can affect our mood, right? Our level of happiness, especially in the winter, not having enough of it. So it's really good to be to absorb that when you can outside through your skin. And also vitamin D can help strengthen your bones, lower your risk of cancer, diabetes, and dementia. So even an NIH study, so the National Institute of Health in the US, they did find that gardening can lower your risk of dementia by 36%. So that's pretty great.
So and different then, levels of gardening, like how long would you spend a day for it to be beneficial for your body?
I look at it as more like quality over quantity of time, and just doing it consistently over a longer period of time. So like if you go out there and you blitz it 4 or 5 hours one day every 6 months, then it might not be as beneficial for you. But if you set aside even 10 minutes a week and you're just doing that year after year, and you're investing that time in your health. So I don't know in this study how much time the gardeners were spending outside, but they were just doing it consistently, like on a weekly basis, basically.
So in the summer, winter, spring, all year round in Canada?
Oh, yeah. So obviously we're limited by the weather here. And like people, you know, most of us also by the situation with the pandemic. So most of us are stuck inside a lot of the time, especially through the winter. Like in terms of what you can do right now, you can keep indoor plants. And I do think this is one way to like reap the benefits. Like you can bond with the plants inside, right? Some people even keep them as pet, like almost like a pet, or some people talk to their plants, right, inside or outside. And people, even the master gardeners I've spoken to, they say sometimes they talk to their plants. But like I can say that I really do form bonds with the plants I keep inside and outside. So that's just one thing you can do in the winter: keep your indoor plants, grow your indoor herbs. And then you can also start sowing seeds now for like around now or within the next month to bring outside when we're ready to in May or June. Yeah.
So that's beneficial for your mind if you're treating them like a pet.
Maybe not everyone will connect with that idea of like a plant as a pet, but I think a lot of us intuitively know that we do well when we connect to nature, right? And this is called biophilia. So it's we have a tendency to be drawn to nature and crave that connection. So like even in the beginning of the pandemic or through the spring, and a lot of people were buying seeds and starting gardening and gardening with their family. And a lot of places even sold out of seeds. And so I think this is partly to do with like us wanting to be more self-sufficient in this situation, but also in a deeper sense, like us wanting to get back to like our roots and really experience like what matters in life, right? Mm-hmm. Which is having that deep connection to nature. And sometimes I really look at gardening as being like a moving meditation or a mindful activity. Like I also practice meditation. And I was reading and I found this doctor, this clinical psychologist called Dr. Manley, and she also gardens and calls it her like moving meditation. When she grows plants, they reward her when they grow, like they make her feel accomplished, like right. They're her pets, right? Like right. She's accomplishing something yes. by caring for them. So that increases serotonin and dopamine in our brain, right? These hormones which are responsible for pleasure and happiness. So this improves our mood.
Right. And it yeah. helps counteract the loneliness a lot of us are feeling right now.
Yeah, definitely. It's obvious a lot of us are facing this like loneliness from the isolation by this point. And I've even read in some articles, they're calling this like a parallel pandemic. So there's a few benefits to like gardening, right? To taking up this activity. One, like you're connecting with the nature and plants themselves and forming those kind of bonds, which are like reciprocal relationships, because you're connecting to the plants and caring for them. And in a way they care for you. And then the other benefit and kind of way that we break through the loneliness is we're getting outside and maybe like interacting more with our community or just even seeing people around the block, right? Like last summer when I was out in the garden when we were told to shelter in place, and I would be out and there would be some people walking and running on my road, and it's not a very busy road, but that was more social interaction than I got for a while, you know?
So true.
So
that is something that we crave, is talking to other people. And if you're out there and they're passing by, that's great. Another benefit.
Yeah. A lot of people think of gardening as a solitary activity. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people also become very engaged in their community through gardening. Like you can swap seeds. I think we just had the Seedy Saturday happen, and it was even virtual on Zoom this year. So you can swap seeds. You can swap cuttings of plants. You can, you know, exchange ideas. Like we have the Master Gardener group, which any of you are welcome to join. And there's so many ways to be involved with the community, like even community gardens.
I'm not a gardener, but I had a neighbor who I'd never met before walk over and bring me hostas to put in my garden, because she was a big gardener. And I thought, that's a nice way to meet somebody.
Oh, that's the way that you met her?
Yeah. She just came over and brought some hostas for me.
In my opinion, that's better than some cookies.
Yeah. Yeah. Better for your health.
That's really nice. Yeah, better for your health. And hostas actually do propagate really well. So that means like, yeah, they spread, they'll grow. And so you can divide them up easily. And that's a great thing too. Like I've also had neighbors actually in the UK who cut up parts of the plants that spread. And I think it was an elderberry or something, and brought it over to us in a bucket.
Nice.
And it's just such a kind thing, you know?
It is. I read somewhere that dirt can actually be beneficial to our health. Is that correct?
Yeah. So some people might, you know, think of dirt as being like really gross and yucky and not wanting to ever have any exposure to it. But in a way, it can be a shame, because we do benefit a lot when we have direct physical contact with the earth, especially with the soil. And so a lot of gardeners will have this contact, even though they'll be wearing gardening gloves. But you know, having some direct exposure to like plants and soil is really good for you, because we will end up inhaling or ingesting a certain amount. And this will actually act as a protective shield in our stomach lining against any parasites, pathogens, plant toxins. So it strengthens our immunity. And this happens, from what I know about this, I'm not a scientist, but there's like friendly soil bacteria. And I think one variety is called Mycobacterium vasi. So this type of bacteria is like, you know, how a lot of people take probiotics these days. Mm-hmm. Well, this type of friendly soil bacteria, it can boost your immunity, can alleviate like allergies, asthma, psoriasis, depression. So there are benefits to getting a little bit dirty in the garden.
Right.
But of course, wash your hands after.
Yes. Well, thank you, Alexa, for speaking with me today. Can you just go over one more time the key benefits of gardening for your body and mind?
Sure. I would just say that gardening can it can improve your immunity. That's a really big one. And also increase your longevity, so your lifespan, and reduce your risk of chronic disease. And then by being grounded to the earth, you can improve your sleep, reduce anxiety and depression, and regulate your hormones, so hormones like your melatonin and cortisol, so your stress hormone, and then just generally like boost your confidence, your concentration, your motivation, and communication skills. So there's lots of benefits to being out there in the garden.
And it's an easy thing to do because you don't need a lot of equipment.
No, you don't. And I like to garden with raised beds, so there's really a lot of tools and things if you do decide to go that way to support you and make sure that you're comfortable while you do it. And you can definitely start with just your indoor plants or a container garden or windowsill box.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Alexa. Very enlightening.
Thank you, Krista. And I just wanted to say, if anyone has any questions or wants to connect with our group, we have a site, www.pecmastergardeners.ca, and also a Facebook group, Prince Edward County Master Gardeners.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Krista.
That's Master Gardener.